All right, from Chris in Houston. Hate to break it to you guys. No interest from pros and their corporate partners in Detroit golf event. No history, no local players. Dud. We're well aware of there being no history. We're well aware that not enough of the big pros showed up. We're well aware of many of its failings, and which is why at the conclusion of our conversation last segment, we said everything had to go this tournament's way. And a lot didn't. A lot didn't. Not getting the preferred event status. What's it called? I'm blanking. Where you get the extra prize money. Signature event status. Not getting a good spot on the calendar didn't help. No.
And it's a much better spot on the calendar now. Unfortunately, it looks like it's too little too late. You know, they've made changes to the golf course. That might be too little too late. But we'll see. Like I said, there's still 5 weeks or so to go to try to lure players to commit to this event. And there are some bigger names. And there are plenty more big names that they can go after. I think it'd be great if they can get J.J. Spahn to commit. Remember, he won the U.S. Open last year, and then he was committed to play in the Rocket. And he said, well, I just need some time to relax.
He committed before he won the U.S. Yeah. Open. Then he won the U.S. Open.
And backed out. Yeah. This is a better time in the calendar, I think, because it gets more competitive, too, when you get towards the end and towards the FedEx Cup, and everybody wants to jockey for their position. Where they want exemptions from the first tournament of that, then they have to move up in the standings. And if you're going to do that, well, you got to accumulate points. How do you accumulate points? By finishing high in other tournaments.
Do you? I mean, I'm a casual golf fan, but I do watch and I do like it and I do play. But there's no minimum number of tournaments you have to play, right?
I don't know. I think there is.
But is there?
Yeah.
That number should be higher if there is. because you should support the events.
Yes, you should. But at the same time, they recognize that there was an appeal to live that was beyond the money. And some of that appeal was you're playing less events so people can have more of their life back. Look, live gave them the best of every world. You got to play fewer events. You got to play fewer rounds because you were only doing three rounds instead of four. You were paid ridiculous sums of money. And on top of that, they did this shotgun start thing and everything was, the whole tournament was done, or each round was done in 5 hours. There were a lot of things that appealed to golfers with that. Unfortunately, it pulled some really great golfers away from the PGA Tour, and then now we're stuck in a mess we are. But one of the things the PGA Tour has done to try to combat that is create the signature events. It is, which also makes the better golfers want to play in those events and not the others. So it does hurt ultimately the other tournaments like Rocket. It's too bad.
Mike from Sterling Heights says, I was lucky enough to grow up at the Detroit Golf Club. I think it's too easy for these guys, to be honest. I think it's the first or second easiest tournament each year.
Well, I don't know if that really
against the Buick Open.
Yeah. Look, how many events are we watching where there are scores that are in the 20s for being 20 under par? We see a bunch of those and yet they still get played. They recognize that, I think, at DGC, and that's why they've made some major changes to the course upcoming, and we'll see if it's more difficult if the scores are in the high teens and low 20s as opposed to the mid to high 20s.
Nick in Shelby Township, the Rocket always got shafted by the tour schedule. That's the biggest issue for the weak fields. Sandwiched between two majors and playing after the U.S. Open and Travelers screwed them because none of the big name guys want to play 3 weeks in a row with a third event like the Rocket. It wasn't a signature event or major. I think he needed a comma there. Playing the third in a row like the Rocket was, it wasn't a signature event or a major. Yeah.
There you go.
Not sure how true this is, but I heard a rumor that the Rocket mortgage will end up being moved to Oakland Hills. That's from Vince.
I haven't heard anything like that, but I'm not tuned into all the inner workings of that. I don't know if the Oakland Hills members would want that. Oakland Hills is getting some monster events over the next 20 years. They're in this rotation of some pretty big events. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd want to be tied up where that course is shut down.
Well, I heard something today that members basically don't get to play the PGA course because they're working on it so much.
Which one?
At DGC.
Right now, they're not.
Yeah.
But right now, because it's under construction still. So they will, I heard that they will open it up once it's ready, that they'll have like a week or two to play on it, but that they'll have to walk the course. They're not going to have carts on that course to try to keep it as fresh as they can.
I heard a rumor too, guys, that the Rocket Mortgage is actually going to Hammond, Indiana. And so, I mean, they are just on the up right now.
Hammond is a super city on the rise. Yeah.
They're hot.
Yeah.
Hansel hot.
That's right. Johnny from Rochester says, how about Ford or Penske for sponsorship? Obviously, both have major ties in the Detroit market.
I think there are plenty of people that could sponsor an event, but if you're not going to be guaranteed to get that tier one status, then what's the point? I mean, honestly, I don't blame anybody for not doing it. Who wants to go to a tier two event? Unless you're a diehard golf fan, I don't really want to see, you know, the 60 through 120 ranked golfers in the world playing.
So who's the YouTuber that's playing? Isn't there some?
I forget. Yeah, there is. He's a former pro.
Yeah.
Former collegian, like runner-up or something like that to the championship, and he was with the Good Golf guys, I believe, or the Good Golf guys, and he is a YouTuber, yeah.
And he was given a exemption to play.
Yes. But it's not like he's an actual golfer. He's like really good.
Okay. This might sound a bit crazy.
Not PGA Tour good.
But it might help attendance a little bit, and I'll be more interested for sure. Well,
yeah, there will be people that would be interested in that.
I'm about to propose another exemption.
Oh, here we go.
You.
Yeah, that's right.
Gator shot at 81 yesterday at Media Day. So give Gator the exemption.
I don't think they're far off. I mean, they're trying anything. Right.
They're getting really hard up.
No disrespect.
Let's get Gator out there.
If they want a younger crowd, get Bluey and Peppa out there. My kids might show some interest.
Okay.
Did you get that verified?
Yes, I did. Very short, I was told. The course was very short.
I said it was. Yeah. I put the caveat. It was par 68. Still beat Rieger by 11 strokes.
As one does. All right, so
it's nine strokes. I'm sorry.
Wild Tiger game last night. Wild Tiger game.
Very wild.
Yes.
And awfully wet.
I mean, the headline's Cole Keith, right? The 2-run homer in the third to put the Tigers up 4-1. I think 4-0 at the time. The 2-run shot down the line to put him up 8-3, and then the solo shot in the ninth. The opposite field to put him up 9-3. Bobby Scales said he hit three different pitches out. It was a sweeper, a changeup, and a slider on the broadcast, which is awesome. And quite frankly, this is the correction. When people talk about corrections in baseball, this can happen both ways. This can happen when you're performing way above your head. The correction comes and you suck for like a month to get you back to what you normally are. But when you've sucked for a couple of months, and Cole Keith didn't suck, but he was hitting no extra base hits.
No, he had... Five games ago, so the first 62 games, he had zero home runs and he had seven RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Seven in 62 games for someone who's, you know, pretty much in the top six in the order every game, if not in the top three. He had been playing way up in the order. Since that time, he's hit four home runs. So it's in his last five games, I believe, four or five games. He's hit four home runs and driven in nine. He's had quite a week, Colt Keith has. I'm glad to see it because I'm like, this guy is just, that frame is just too big and too large to not hit for any kind of power. And there he showed it last night, three home runs, bringing his average up to 267 on the season. More importantly, bringing up his OPS. Welcome to the 700 club. Again, Colt Keith, good to see it. And let's see if he can be steady now. I don't expect him to be... you know, hitting three home runs a week, let alone in a single game. But I do expect to see some power out of that bat, and we did see it last night, and it was great to watch. And I think for him, you could just see sighs of relief all the time. When he hit the first one last week, and it looked like, you know, he would help to blow that ball over the wall because it just exhale, you know, 420 feet later was just great. You root for a guy like that because he has to be part of this team's future. They took a chance on him. They gave him a little bit of a contract well before he was due, right? Mm-hmm. They gave him a little bit of money, said, all right, we're going to invest in you for 7 years at whatever it is, $5 million a year, something like that. But they gave him the money, some money. They want to see return on that investment. And last night is a monster step in the right direction. It's one game. But let's hope this jump starts the rest of his season and he starts to develop into that player that y'all thought he could be.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's helpful along, but there was a lot of talking points out of last night's game because it was wild. It really was wild.
Stuff that happened before the game.
Right, sure. With another Tiger injury, we don't know how serious Troy Melton's is, but then obviously Glaber goes down during the game, and that looks like it might be more serious. We'll get into some Tiger stuff coming up a little bit more in depth a little bit later on. But straight ahead, we have got our Detroit Red Wings Trade Center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, news aggregate update blitz thingy, as there is maybe more teams getting involved with Dylan Larkin, including one that really has something intriguing to shop. We will get to that today at 10:31 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.